You are listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast, coming to you from Radio Row at the Waterbury Ballroom at the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel, the headquarters hotel of Arena Bowl 21. During the 2007 season, Will Pettis led all Dallas receivers with 130 receptions for 1,471 yards and 40 touchdowns. On defense, he recorded 59.5 tackles, 3 interceptions, 8 pass breakups, and 1 forced fumble. Pettis was also named as the AFL's Iron Man of the Year and to the All-Iron Man team. In 2004, named second team All-Arena and to the AFL's All-Iron Man team. In 2003, he earned All-Rookie and second team All-Arena honors. Joining me now is Will Pettis. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, brother.
So you were named Iron Man of the Year this year. What did that mean to you?
Well, you know, it's a great honor to be in the company of those that came before me. You know, Honky Coopers and Gatewoods, those old other guys, you know. But I'm really going to soak it all up, enjoy it, enjoy the game, enjoy all the festivities, and go from there.
Was it a bit disappointing not being here playing?
Oh, definitely. You know, like I said before, I trade this in a heartbeat just to be playing, you know, any minute, any time of the day, any day of the week, I trade it.
You've had a couple pretty strong teams in a row that, you know, kind of got knocked out of the playoffs. How are you going to recover from that and move on for next year?
Well, you know, guys got to lick up their wounds and come in next year, next February, and just be ready to go. You know, right now you got to get that off your mind and move on to the next thing. You live in the future, you never get to the past. So got to just eliminate that. Next time when we get to the playoffs, remember it then, you know, and do what we got to do, you know, play a 60-minute game.
You've been with the Dallas Desperados now for 5 seasons. How did you get involved with arena football?
Actually, I had a coach in Arena 2 gave me a call, and his name escapes me right now. But I was probably just getting ready to try to find me a job. And this guy called me out of nowhere and asked me to come down. I didn't want to. Thought about it for a while. Ended up going. Had a real good season. And you know, got an opportunity to go work out for the Dallas Cowboys after that. Did that and saw the Desperados, and they asked me to come in. I came in, worked out with them, and the rest is history.
And you've been having a lot of fun with that?
Oh, man, I love the Arena Football League. I mean, it's just like when we were kids playing in the backyard. Pop Warner, you know, get to play both sides of the ball. You get hit, you get to hit somebody back. You know, you get to celebrate, you know. You get to, you know, do all the things that you get to do in team sports, you know. If I wasn't, you know, playing arena football, you know, right now, you know, obviously I'm not in the NFL, so I don't know what I'd be doing, you know, right now. So I thank the good Lord for giving this door, allowing it to stay open for me.
You've had the opportunity to play with one of the great quarterbacks in the Arena Football League. Just tell us a little bit about Clint Dolezal.
Clint is your all-American country boy. And, I mean, big-time competitor, you know, family guy. But, I mean, competitor to the bone, you know. I mean, he knows the game. That's the biggest thing that I like about playing with Clint. In the past 3 years before him, I didn't have a quarterback that understood the game, could understand the reads, you know, could switch up plays on the fly, so on and so forth. So playing with Clint, man, is a big advantage, especially with the clock situation, with the benches being at the end zones. And, you know, he's like having your coach on the field with you.
Which is probably a pretty good thing considering the recent rule change that took coaches off the field.
Definitely.
You're a little farther away from the coaches, so it's harder to get the signals in. Speaking of rule changes, what were your thoughts on having now played a full year with the free substitutions?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, for me, it didn't make any difference.
Yeah,
you
obviously,
know,
as
I know, they had a bunch of guys that, you know, before the season started, thought that they were basically trying to X out the two-way player. You know, it was going to cause a lot of guys to lose jobs. You know, but, you know, I don't think it's changed. I think, you know, I don't really think the game changed much at all. You know, personally, I think it's the same game. I think just as, you know, guys are a little bit fresher, you know, defensively. offensively, I think the game should be even better. Should be probably a little harder to score. You know, just you got specialty players at every position just about. But there's still a need for a two-way player in our game. You know, we only carry 20 on the roster, so somebody goes down. You need a guy that can play both ways, you know. So the two-way player is definitely not obsolete.
And not to put you on the spot, but who's your favorite other receiver on your team, on Dallas?
Favorite receiver on my team?
That you like playing with?
Well, this year I love playing with Nash, you know, just because Nash and Clint, you know, and myself had a rapport between each other where we knew what to do all the time. You know, you knew what kind of looks you was going to get to different plays. You know, we had younger receivers on our team this year, and sometimes their alignments were a little funny, you know, for certain plays, and, you know, things didn't go quite as well because of alignment and so on and so forth. So definitely Nash took, you know, pressure off of me when he was playing, and I'm sure I took pressure off of him when he was playing.
And let's see, this was Will McClay's fourth year now as head coach of the Desperados after Coach Avezzano left. Mm-hmm. Talk about Will McClay. What's he done for the team? What kind of coach is he?
Oh, well, Coach McClay is definitely a player's coach. I mean, he does everything he can, you know, within the means, you know, to smooth out things between ownership and players, to do everything that he can. He's always there for the players, you know. He's a guy that believes in, you know, we don't have to be out there banging all the time, 2 and 3 hours of practice. We can go out there in an hour and a half, you know, hour and 45 minutes, and run around quick, efficient, and get things done. You know, he's become more of a disciplinarian, which was needed, you know, with the past Desperado teams. You know, we were known as, you know, ruffians out there. So, it's gotten better. We still got a ways to go. But, I mean, he's a great coach. I wouldn't, at this point, want to play for anybody else.
Does he ever tell any stories about the old days of the Arena Football League?
Oh, you know, not like to the team, but I've heard some stories. I've seen some clips of him playing. You know, I've met some of his old buddies he used to run with that he played with, old coaches, and a little bit of everything, you know. Him and I remember 2 years ago when Coach Tun was out there with us, the offensive coordinator that was in Georgia, you know, they had played against each other in the Arena League. And we used to show this clip of Coach Tun. Oh, well, actually, Coach McClay showed a clip of him blowing up Coach Tun. But then he didn't want us to see in that same game Coach Tun burning him for a touchdown, you know. So we had our fun, and we laughed and joked about those guys playing in those old uniforms and pads flapping everywhere and everything. So it was good times.
Yeah, he got a lot of screen time in that Arena Bowl 5 game that was making its rounds on ESPN Classic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Another coach who spent time playing for Coach Markham back in the day.
Man, you know.
That guy's been
around. I wonder how old Markham is, you know, hearing that. Because Coach McClay, you know. He's getting up there himself.
Well, Markham's been around since the beginning of this league. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so. Let's see. So what are you looking forward to next year?
Same thing I was looking forward this year, winning this whole thing. You know, I have a new set of goals, you know. Hopefully, you know, the voters and these awards and stuff will not so much categorize us as players, you know. I felt like this year, been a couple of times, I could have won Offensive Player of the Week, Defensive Player of the Week as well. You know, and because I play both ways, I guess they don't put guys that play both ways up for those awards. But so next year, you know, I got one under my belt with this Ironman. I want to win that before I finish playing. I want to win a championship, Offensive Player of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year. So we'll see. We'll see. Got a lot of work to do to get those honors. So we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck next year, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast coming to you from Radio Row at Arena Bowl 21. Arena Bowl Radio Row is brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue and Grill.